good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Come on, everybody, give God a praise in the temple. Tonight we have a prayer. You know you need a word from the Lord. Lift your hands in his atmosphere and say, Lord, speak to me. Come on, fellowship, help me say, Lord, give us a word. Give us a word. World's in trouble, Lord. Give us a word. Our families are in trouble, Lord. Give us a word. We surrender ourselves unto you. We say all we need. Just one word. With the worship, everybody lift your hands and say, Lord, give us a word. Come on, let's sing. Give us a word. God, our lives are going to be better when you speak to us. Hallelujah. Our children are coming home when you speak to us. Know it by now. Come on, say all we need. Come on, say it. Say it till you believe it.
Just one word from you.
Come on, just lean on him and say all we need.
All we need.
Just one word.
Just one word from you.
This is what the Lord promised that you would. You know, things are getting better for you. Things are getting better for me. Somebody just wave back at me and say, I know that's right. I know that's right. You promised you would. You got it by now. You got it by now. Come on, lift your hands and say,
all.
One word.
Just one word from you.
Grab your neighbor by the hand and say, things are getting better, things are getting better, things are getting better, because
all we need
just one word.
Just one word.
Come on, stand up on your feet. I need about three more people to stand up on your feet and help me say, you promised you would. Come on, point up to heaven. A sign of victory and say, you promised you would heal my land.
You would heal our land.
Somebody's singing it like you really believe it. Come on, say, you promised you would.
You promised you would heal our land.
Look at your neighbor and say, I see things are getting better for you. Come on, say, all I need is just one word. Just one word.
Just one word.
Doesn't matter what the doctor says. Doesn't matter what the lawyer says. But all I need is just one word.
All I need.
Just one word.
Just one word from you.
Things are getting better for me. I feel it all in my body.
Mama. 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 Mama, that crazy preacher you like is on, Mama. Mama, you better get on up. Lord, that preacher you like, Mama's on. You know it's Tuesday. Oh, Lord, child. It's Tuesday night again, Lord. Lord, have mercy. It must be 10 o'clock, and we must be listening at the voice. Lord, that man know he be talking about himself, son. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yeah, I'm up now. I'm up now. The voice is coming on. I just wonder where that pastor at. I just love to hear him come on. Well, praise the Lord. It's Tuesday night, 10 p.m. You must be listening to voice, and God has a word for you. Praise God for you tonight, and we thank God for all of God's people. Amen. On the podcast, on Facebook, on Zoom, on Sneaker, amen, on Pika, Rika, and Sheka, amen. Whatever kind of social media you come to us on tonight, in America, in the Virgin Islands, in the seven continents, somewhere, we are glad for you tonight being a part of this voice tonight where God shall minister unto your life. Let us look and see who is with us tonight. I know one that is here. Does she open up, sung that, have that nice song sung? And then she's turning it over in my court. That's the lovely, vibracious, wonderful Kimmy Kim. Come on and say hi to the people. Gotta come off of mute. Kimmy Kim? Did you hear me call your name? All right, I'm going to come back to her. Don't know what happened to her voice. Amen. But we want to see down in Georgia, amen, is the Apostle Felicia Flight with us tonight? All right, that's strike number two. All right, let's go to Indiana. Is the Pastor Anna Henderson with us tonight? Okay. I think that's strike number three, or either she's trying to get something ready so she can get on the phone. Hey,
well, I don't know what happened, Apostle, but I'm here.
All right. Ask Kimmy Kim. Give yourself a hand clap.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Give yourself a hand clap. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, I ain't heard you give yourself no hand clap.
Let's see. I am going to just do that. And we also have Chanel Robinson on.
Chanel Robinson, my friend, what you doing? What's going on tonight? Talk to me.
Hello, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing good tonight. Doing good tonight. Everything is well. All right, I'm to the other side of the Peach State. Here's the Apostle Irvin Whitlow on the other side.
Wow. We're going to get him, too. He's not here yet.
Okay.
What's up with all these people?
I got a lot of missing people tonight.
I know. We need to get them.
Right. We, me and you done held it down before, Kimmy Kim.
I know, right?
We can do it again. All right. We're going to ask Chanel to take us into prayer. Kimmy Kim, get Revelation chapter 2, verse 18 ready for us. All right, Chanel, lead us in prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together this night. We want to ask that you come in and bless us all, and that we take in what we're supposed to take in, and we release what we're supposed to release. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Kimmy Kim, come on, give us our scripture tonight.
And we're coming out of Revelation chapter 3, verses
2, verse 18. 2:18.
And it reads, and unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things said the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine grass. Number 19 reads, I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy work, and the last to be more than the first. Keep going.
Keep going.
Okay, number 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman, Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servant, to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented now. Behold, I will cast her into a bed and down that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And number 23 reads, and I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your work. But until you...
All right.
Okay.
Not right there for now. If we get further, we'll go further.
That's
now, it's discussion on last week, which was very in-depth, and it was very insightful. It was also good for the heart and the soul. It was enlightening, and it really spoke to us about the modern day church allowing the same spirit to have its way even now, because there are people in churches trying to take over churches who don't know they're operating in the spirit of this same woman called Jezebel.
Amen.
And so we talked about that on last week. A question arose about two-headed pastorate. We discussed that much on last week. Amen. And according to the word, we have not found it yet. Not saying that we're not going to say it's not there. And God knows, to help somebody right now that's talking about Aquila and Priscilla. They were evangelists. They were not pastors. Let me say that for you again. They were evangelists. And so we have not found that particular setup in ministry in the word yet. And we're not going to say it's not in there. But we're saying as of yet, we have not found that setup in scripture. And last week, we ran out of time just as we got down to God giving Jezebel a chance to repent. Oh, I know I just cursed. Some of y'all ain't heard that word in a long time. But he gave Jezebel a chance to repent. And the Bible says, he gave her a chance, and she did not change from the way she was, but continued living like she was. Okay, I'll put it out there like this. One of you ladies, tell me, what is it about repentance that people have a problem with?
That is a good question. I really believe one reason why a lot of people tend to have problems with repentance is because, for one, they may like what they're doing, and for two, they think that they will miss out on something, and three, they don't see anything wrong with what they're doing. So that is something that I will, see why people don't want to repent, because a lot of people get that repentance confused. They get it confused because they're thinking that it's a one-time thing, but repentance is really a lifestyle. We're going to repent every day. I really believe, we don't want to sin every day, but it says that we fall short of the glory of God every day. Like my sister said, Chanel, last week, we do sin every day. It's not like we wake up and say, I want to sin, but it's the flesh. It's the flesh. And so repentance is a daily lifestyle. And one of the reasons why people don't want to repent is because they love what they're doing and they don't want to submit to the authority of God. And a lot of things is because they think they're right. It could be arrogancy as well. So that would be my input.
All right, Chanel, what you got to say?
I agree. I totally agree with Kim. Some people don't repent because they don't feel that they're wrong. They don't see that what they've done is wrong. Or they don't believe what they've done is wrong. They're like, well, it didn't hurt nobody, so why is it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Did I hurt someone? No, I don't think so. So why would I repent? And then some people don't believe. So if you don't believe, why would you ask for forgiveness?
Okay, I want to ask the question here. You said wrong. W-R-O-N-G. Mm-hmm. But what is wrong? What describes scribes wrong? How do we know we need to repent? What is wrong? I'm not talking about descriptive. What language is it that we can say is wrong? And I'm not talking about profane language. What is it called when we say wrong? What is it actually called?
Disobedient?
Well, that's one good one. I'll take it. I'll take it. But it's something it's called. I'm going to help you. First word is stepping.
Stepping?
Huh?
What'd you say?
The first word is stepping. Okay, y'all quiet, y'all quiet.
Wait a minute. Repeat that one more time.
Stepping. Stepping.
Stepping?
Yeah, that's the first word.
Okay.
And y'all still quiet. Wait till I say it. Y'all gonna say, oh yeah.
Oh no, don't be quiet.
Is he saying stabbing or stepping?
Stepping. S-T-A-N-D-I-N-G. All right.
I can't.
Y'all ever heard that phrase, such and such a one just step out of the wheel?
Stepping.
S-T-E-P-P-I-N-G? Huh?
I'm trying to figure out what word you're saying.
I said stepping. S-T-A-N-D-I-N-G.
Stepping.
Right.
So stepping out.
Said, ever heard the phrase, does such a one just step out of the wheel?
Oh, I never heard that one.
Me either. That's why I was like,
I step out of the wheel. And they're
okay.
Talking about that other little word that holds a big meaning, sin. When somebody has stepped out of the wheel, they're talking about somebody has stepped into sin. I will say tonight that we must be careful who we hook up with spiritually. Just because everybody goes to church don't mean everybody is spiritual.
True. That's
don't
true.
Be saved and sanctified.
True.
Don't everybody see what God is doing and the way he wants us to live. So you can't hook up with Sister Jones just because she dressed nice and looks sexy. You can't hook up with Deacon Franklin because he comes every Sunday looking like a good old deacon.
Right.
They might be two of the biggest freaks you ever seen in the church. They might be doing things that you can't even name when you come back to church. We got to watch out because there are some humans, Jezebels, in the church that will take you right out of God if you allow them. Neither one of us sitting on this phone trying to act like we that special. There were people.
Oh no.
There were people that we thought was great in God, and thanks be to God, when we started to get close, God let us see some things.
Amen.
And
yes.
We I didn't know it was like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they were into that.
Yeah.
But what it was, God backed you up and let you see what was really going on right on time.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Get involved and thought this was the greatest thing ever happened in his lifetime. You thought greatest thing ever happened since mama cooked the first spaghetti and meatball. But I want you to understand, you got to be careful in this we call our walk with God, because as much as there are true saints, there are others who profess to be saints who don't know God like they say they do. And that is to get connected with you and see can they pull you out in no land, in Neverland, like they are.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that this woman, Jezebel, was so dangerous. Don't you think? She was so dangerous until God brought her back up in the book of Revelation.
Oh, yes.
But go back and read your Old Testament. Jezebel died many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
So why is God bringing her up in the second chapter of Revelation? She's been there.
Mm.
You know why he brought her up?
Because her spirit ain't dead.
Huh?
I said because her spirit didn't die.
Thank you, Lord. If I had it, I'd send you $10 now. That was a big answer, baby. Because if that is the truth, Jezebel died, but her spirit didn't. And you know how I want to prove that? If you go back and read, after the death of Jezebel, there rose up her daughter, Eliaba, and she was more mean than Jezebel was. Matter of fact, she was so mean, she had everybody that was of royalty killed so she could be in charge. But thank you to God, she couldn't get her hands on her little brother. And when the time was right, the servant of the Lord, the prophet, took the little boy and made him king and invited the sister to the party. When the sister got there, he had already been made king. And they sent a decree out, take her out and kill her. Oh, my God. It don't pay to work in this spirit because you ain't going to live. Jezebel died. Eliza died. And all the rest of them that had that spirit in that family, or if you read about that kind of spirit amongst people anywhere in the Word, they always died.
God,
they put that person to death. But that spirit is going to be dealt with in this era. Because when Jezebel is done away with this time, she ain't rising up no more. Somebody ought to give God praise right there.
Amen, amen.
She will not be rising up. So the Bible said he gave her a chain. As her can use you. Don't forget now, she was already a prophetess from another place. And I don't want you to get that mixed up now. She was not God's prophetess, but she was a prophetess, and God could have saved her, cleaned her up, and made her a real prophetess.
Mm.
But what was the problem? Why couldn't God make her a real prophetess? What was the problem?
She didn't repent. She wouldn't. Right. She has her pride. She has too much pride.
He wouldn't let him use her. She was rebellious.
But what was it that she did that was rebellious?
That's a good question.
Come on, it's right there in the text. Said he offered her a chance to repent. What did she do with it? Huh?
She didn't do it.
She wouldn't do it. Didn't do it.
She wouldn't do it. Yep.
Thank you, B. God offered you he offered you a chance to be forgiven, and she turned it down. I guess I better ask the question right here. Can you be so into your own thing that you do not see the need to follow God in truth?
Yes, because that's what it's saying about Jezebel.
It's saying what?
It says that she was unwilling to repent.
Wait. That's two good words you picked out right there. It says she was unwilling.
Mm-hmm. She didn't want it. She was having so much fun.
Somebody tell me what that word unwilling means.
You don't want to. Look
in the dictionary. What does that word unwilling mean? Somebody out there in social media is one of those.
Unwilling is not ready, not eager. You don't want to do it. He was unwilling. She was unwilling. It means to hesitate. It means reluctant. Hesitant. That's what it says in the dictionary. It means that, yeah.
It says unwilling is what? Reluctant? Mm-hmm. And what else?
Hesitant.
Oh, my God. What else?
Let me see. Prepare to do something.
It says, hesitant, too scared to do something. What in the world was so, I'm going to take that last one for a minute. What in the world was so scary about Jezebel repenting?
I don't know. I just know one thing for sure is that she was something, though. But you have a lot of that spirit, too, in today's church, that they have the spirit of, you know, seduction in a way where they're teaching their religion onto you. And you see a lot of that goes on as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, y'all ready for this one? You sitting down?
Come on. Yeah. Ready.
It was great.
She wouldn't repent because for Jezebel to repent, she would have gave up a lot of power.
Oh, yes, she would have. Yes.
You got to remember now, she was from another land. She had let me put it right. She had at least 850 prophets that we know about. Because when Elijah fought against the prophets, 400 of them went up with him on the mountain, another 450 stayed in the grove, and they said, and there was some behind.
Mm-hmm.
So we know she had followers of at least 850.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She would have given up if she had repented.
Mm-hmm.
Then she had power. She had her husband bamboozled. Uh-oh.
Right.
She had done changed the church world into worshiping idols.
Right.
Oh, this chick was something else. You think she wants to repent and give up all that power?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
What was greater, the power she had or the power she would have gained?
Power she would have gained.
Oh, my God. Now, if she was that bad and ornery and carrying on as a prophet that was not of God. Now, you got to remember, Ahab only married, he only married her because she was a good-looking chick.
Right.
The Bible tell you that. I ain't making up nothing. Tell you that, hey, Ahab married Jezebel because she was a prince. She was queen. She looked good. And he couldn't control himself because she looked so good.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't of God. That's why everything that glitter ain't gold.
Mm-hmm. Now you're preaching there. Come on.
Everybody that looks like they're anointed, stay there long enough.
And sometimes they can't get along with each other.
You better believe it. I don't see preachers that can preach until it looks like everybody in the house about to pass out and walk right out the church and tell old girl, meet me in room 405.
Mm.
I want you to come over and see me. You know, we have a little drinky drink together and you know, whatever happens, happens. But you just got finished in the church preaching till I almost couldn't take you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. There's a difference between actors and anointing, but I also want to say there's a difference between sometimes those who are anointed who are acting because they don't know they're anointed.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, they don't know they're anointed?
They don't know they're anointed, so they're acting. If they're acting, the anointing comes, but they don't know it's the anointing.
Oh.
And that's sad. And so they don't live right. They don't live holy. They don't live where God can show up and use them. They live enough to get a word out. After that, it's back to what I do. All right, read that next verse for us.
No, we're back to chapter 3. What verse?
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2. What verse? What verse? I'm looking at 2 and saying 3. No. I know. I'm just messing with you guys. I stopped on 23. And
okay.
I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give until every...
The children with what?
With death.
How you look at somebody with death?
Oh, God. Now, this is Jesus talking now, and I would kill her children with death. That's Jesus saying that. So that says that. That's like killing down your generation.
Right. That's what he said. Strike her children dead.
Yep. Strike
generations to come.
Yep.
That's
why
I mess with God. I mess with God. No, no, no. And would not repent. He's got the sentence. She's dead. They gonna die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
Yep.
Her church, all the people that follow her, and her children.
And I'm going to tell you why he's at that. Every time you follow evil, you're going to get the same sentence.
Ooh, wait, you got to say that.
I'm going to say this in short. I'm not getting a long discussion about it. But the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, when it talks about homosexuality and some other things, it said that I'm not going to punish the one that's doing it. Oh, well, I'm not going to punish the one by themselves. Let me say it like that. He said, but also the ones that have pleasure in them that's doing it. So what? Ain't no hurt. Ain't no hurt with her. And you know it's a him. Ain't no hurt with her going shopping with us. You know, she's fine. And she know where to get all the good stuff. Well, let me tell you something. First of all, it ain't a she.
That's true.
It's a he from the day he was conceived to the day he died. I don't even care if you get upset. It's still a he.
That is so true.
And because you are hanging around with him, woo, sister girl, it ain't no sister girl. And you're just hanging out, or whoever's hanging out. I don't want nobody to think that y'all are hanging out with them. I hope you're not. But I want you to know this. When you got them as hanging partners and all this, and you shopping where they shop, buy shoes, and all of this, let me tell you something. The Bible looks at you just like them. You're a lesbian.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they say.
Because your association brought assimilation.
But then I have to remember. Remember how Jesus?
There's a lot of stuff we do as Christians and don't realize our draw is on fire. Lord,
but I do have a question. Didn't Jesus like go among like the broken and those who are in need? So what is that saying? So you're saying that if I have a cousin,
if you're going in to save a soul, that's different. Look, turn over the book of Jude. Turn over to the book of Jude, verse 23. There's only one chapter.
Okay.
Verse 23.
Okay.
Matter of fact, it's Jude in Revelation.
Jude or Revelation?
No, I said it's the chapter, it's the book before Revelation.
Yes.
Oh, Jude.
Look at verse 23. I believe it's 23 and 24 and 25. Read that.
It says 24. You said 23? Or you want me to start? Be merciful to those, to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others show mercy mixed with fear. Hating even the clothing stained by corrupt flesh.
All right, so, Jim, you just asked a question about going among them and saving their souls. Did not the Bible say so? If you're going out there to save them, snatch them out the fire and have them get cleaned up. And y'all, too, go on to the house of God. I mean, I'm throwing that in, but I'm telling you, it's that we have power to put our hands in the fire, snatch them out, get them away from hell, and live together. Now, you don't even want that garment spotted with sin, with these
right.
with evidence that they were in sin, that they were committing sin. You want them to be whole like you. Now the thing I can't understand is why are we hanging out with the world? I thought the Bible said fresh water and salt water can't hang together.
That's so true.
I thought it said light and dark ain't got nothing to do with each other.
They have no fellowship. That's what the word says.
It says Satan and sinner should not be hanging out together unless you are getting them saved. That's the only time we're going to be hanging together.
That's true. Okay. And we do have, it's a long lost child, my friend Bishop Elect. Hello.
Did she say long lost child? Chief Apostle, you were right. Light and darkness should not be hanging out together. Now you understand why you ain't seeing me, right?
Yeah. But now, Bishop, I don't know how long you've been on, but we discovered in this second chapter of Revelation, not only did Jezebel get killed, but the Bible told us, I'm going to kill her children with death.
Uh-huh. All right.
I don't know why to kill somebody with death. I thought if you kill,
well,
you already. So how you kill somebody with death?
Well, death, you already know, sir, is a spirit. And when that spirit overtakes you, it causes your physical functions and vital organs to cease to existing. So, I mean, and then again, it could have been the translation from the writers as well. But see, I can't answer that exactly, because you got to remember the writers, although they translated to the best of their, they translated under pressure. And what I mean by that was when King James wanted this thing translated, he wanted it translated yesterday. You know what I mean? And so they were pressed.
Somebody got an amplified Bible, because the translation is there. We just got to see it.
Yeah, well, I can't read mine right now because I'm driving. But
you can turn to.
If you got it on your phone, go to Bible Gateway. Pull up the Amplified Classic Version, the AMPC. Anybody got it?
What's the version? What's the version?
AMPC.
AMP? Right.
AMPC, not Amplified. It's Amplified Classic.
I got it. And what, chapter 2, verse what?
What you just read.
We're looking at where it says.
Chapter 2, 23. I will strike her children dead.
Okay. I'm going to do what?
I will strike her children dead.
I'm going to strike her children dead. Read it.
Is that all it says?
No, mine says, and I will strike. I am in AMPC, and it says, and I would strike her children, her proper follower, dead thoroughly, exterminating them, and all the assemblies, churches, shall recognize and understand that I am he who searches mine.
He going to strike them dead. But he going to get rid of them.
I'm not even done. This one is a lot more. Yeah.
But didn't you just read he's going to exterminate them?
Yeah, exterminate them.
So that is, they must have been a problem like roaches or something then.
Generations. He's going to pay away generations. So extermination to me means destroy completely. Yeah, that's what I get.
Exactly what it means.
Nowadays, we discovered tonight that when she died physically, her spirit of her did not die. Because we know that of Eliza. We know that through all that action, how she killed all the royals trying to become king or queen of the kingdom, but to thank God for the prophet that made her brother king before she could get to the throne.
Mm.
But we feel about others in that family, they had that spirit too.
That's passed down.
Take over spirit.
That's it. Passed down.
And so we're looking at now. We're looking at now the fact that God says, I don't have time to deal with this any longer. I'm going to put them to death. I'm going to do some exterminate.
He's going to exterminate them.
Completely annihilated. You spray and put that fog in the air and don't even wait to see what falls. Just let it fall. I'm through with it.
And don't use the vacuum because you don't need the vacuum full of roaches.
Uh-uh. No, you didn't.
I did.
The only way I can get rid of this, I'm not coming through with a sword, a knife. I'm not coming through with a bomb. I need an exterminator on this.
That's what death is, an exterminator.
He said, I got to exterminate here because this spirit done been around too long. Now remember what I said now. By this time, by this writing, Jezebel has been dead for maybe a year, so he's not talking about her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about this spirit of her that is still alive in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, somewhere, is still acting and operating just like her from many moons ago. God said, that's all right. That's all right. Y'all wouldn't deal with it the way you're supposed to. He said, but I'm getting ready to wipe it out. He said, I'm getting ready to wipe it out. I don't know the nastiest thing I ever seen one day. I was watching a show. And they were showing how professional pest control goes in a restaurant and do what they call a fogger and a wipeout. He came in set everything up. He dropped them two things down in that machine and turned that bad boy on. And that fog was coming so heavy through there until the cameraman and the man that was doing the interview said, I can only about another 30 seconds because this stuff is so heavy, I can barely see.
Barely breathe, too.
About Tuesday, there were so many roaches, mice, and everything that it fell from wherever. I said, oh, my God, I ain't never seen nothing so nasty in my life. Now,
that must be some nasty stuff.
Don't think it terminated, and the restaurant was still open. No, they were closed for 2 days.
One day
the fall, well, actually, they were closed for 3 days. One day the fall, 2 day cleanup.
Oh, wow.
And I tell you, there were all kinds of little things they had to sweep up and mop and get that place ready.
And on top of that, they had to get that fog, the residue of that fog off of the utensils and off of it because it settles everywhere. I've seen one of them shows before.
And when they came back in, they had to wash the tables, wash the wall, wash all the stones.
Dishes.
I mean, they had to clean that place.
Was that one of those dives turned into a diner or something like that?
Huh?
Was that a dive that was turned into a diner? I mean, it was supposed to be a diner, but it was a dive. They had to clean it up.
I don't know what the place was before, but that this show was just showing how they clean restaurants and stuff, and how people don't know when you eat, they have been through a process.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't come in there and eat and ain't nothing in your food or whatever. They have been through a process, and they're supposed to go through that process, I think, every quarter. And they're supposed to shut down and have this done. But I want you to know this is what God was talking about with Jezebel's family. I'm going to do a fogger, a wipeout. Ain't going to be no more problem with that family when I get through. That spirit will be gone forever when I get through. Now, notice. Oh, watch the language in this next verse. I almost said it, but watch the language in this next verse. Come on, Kimmy Kim.
Now, do you want me to read it from the AMP version? So we're at 24, right? Or
25?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, 25 reads, only hold fast to what you have until I come. 24, okay. But to the rest of you in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not explored and known the depth of Satan, as they say, I tell you that I do not lay upon any other fresh burden. Number 25 reads in the AMPC version, only hold fast to what you have until I come. 26 reads, and he who overcomes is victorious.
Go back to the King James. 25? 24 and 25.
Okay.
It might be
20. Yeah, I like King James. I like King James version. Okay, 24 is the, but until you, I say, and until the rest in Hyperion.
No,
that's 24.
There's something in 23.
I'm reading
23.
I'm sorry.
I said there's something in verse 23 that we need.
23. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the brain and heart, and I will give.
God said, I'm doing this in the church, and the church is going to know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's true. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall, yeah. Know that I am he which searches the brain and heart. Yeah, he does search your heart. I agree with that. That's why you cannot hide from God. He knows your heart.
No, you're not. You can't.
Man may not know your heart.
People better watch that statement. They think it's an excuse.
Yeah.
But people better watch
they
that
sure
statement.
Do.
God knows your heart.
Yep, that's what they say.
God knows you're still going to do the dirt you've been doing. He knows that. He knows you ain't going to change. He knows you're going to find every nasty excuse under the sun for not changing. God knows you're going to try to figure out how to go around the standard that he set. He knows that. Yeah, he sure does know your heart. He knows your heart is desperately wicked and vile and dark. He knows all that and more. He does know your heart. You are absolutely right. I'm sorry, Apostle.
No, that's good.
It strikes a nerve. I mean, if we go into the scriptures, there are at least 14 or 15 different descriptions of the desperately wickedness of the heart. Called it evil, vile, desperately wicked, cynical. I mean, it gives all kinds of names. But yet we say, God know my heart. Yeah. See, I'm going to preach that soon. I promise you, whoever's listening by way of radio, you better catch us on Facebook or YouTube. So I'm going to preach that soon. Does God know your heart? I want to talk about it. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah. Now, what I wanted to get to is that also he said he's going to take a bath.
Okay.
He said, whoever got this spirit of Jezebel, I'm going to take you out in the middle of the street and let everybody see your adultery in the middle of the street.
The residue
you
of it.
Play around with this. Well, I know how to make a show for you. You've been doing it for the church. I'm getting ready to take it outside and let everybody know what you're really about.
Hey, somebody about to get exposed.
Oh, how nasty. Church ho. Yeah, I said it.
Church ho. Church ho.
I said, you a nasty, low down, dirty church hoe, and you ain't giving up your yang-yang. You ain't giving up no crack. You giving up a spirit from hell.
All right now.
you like to share the most dangerous thing. You like people to get involved with the love of your nastiness in your spirit. You want somebody to make a connection not with your fleshly parts. You want them to be so connected till they can't get loose from your spirit. My God, my.
Believe it or not, that's a controlling spirit. Anybody that wants somebody that close, that is a controlling spirit.
And most definitely, Jezebel was a woman of control and manipulation. That was her character. And guess what? In 2022, that spirit is still living.
Well, you know what they're doing now, Apostle, if I may speak on that? There's a phrase out there called love bombing and gaslighting. And I recently discovered what love bombing is and what gaslighting is. Both of them is where the individual pumps you up and primes you and fills your head with half-truths, which are actually lies in disguise, and got you feeling a certain kind of way, and you're moving with this individual, and anything they ask you to do, you're willing to do. But the very second you refuse to do what they tell you to do or what they ask you to do, they will sabotage you. and just run your name into the ground. I told you Kimmy Kim wasn't no good, that useless little, no, I'm not talking about you personally, Kimmy Kim, I'm just showing you how people do it, useless little heifer. I knew she wasn't this, that, and I would never say that about you. I hope you know that for real. But yeah, I knew she wasn't much good. You see what she did? All I asked her to do was bring the bag from that table over to this table, and she gave me a hard time. Smith, I don't even know why you even hang out with her. She is just useless. That's what they do, that type of thing.
But have y'all noticed something? The devil keeps playing the same trick over and over with a different name.
That's it. And he traps them every time.
He hasn't offered us nothing. He hasn't offered throughout time. But people are still falling for it.
Amen. Amen,
so,
as I should say.
I talked for years when he brings this bed out and let them commit sexual acts. That's what it is. Let them commit sexual act of adultery with Jezebel, but only spiritually. Keep that in mind now. You're going to commit spiritual sexual act with Jezebel out in the middle of the block. He says, "Again, I'm going to kill you with death." I want to ask right here, was God talking about the strange venereal diseases of today? But there's some stuff out here. Penicillin can't do nothing with.
That's so true.
There's some stuff out here now. A slap on the thing ain't gonna make no pus come out.
And
so
then you got something else. I mean, when God is ready for you, he's ready for you. Yeah.
So was he talking about this era of BD, or was he talking about something else? What do you think, Chanel? Uh-oh, she done got totally quiet on. She waiting on a revelation.
This is good. What was the question?
Chanel?
I think I zoned out. What was the question?
I said, God said he's going to take the adultery and let him do his folly out in the middle of the street. I said, he said he's going to kill him with death. Are we talking about the modern day venereal diseases that are out that the doctor can't do nothing with? Excuse me. Or is God talking about even something deeper?
I think it's something deeper.
Mr. Relax, you agree with her?
I missed what she said. Would you please repeat that?
She said she believes it's something deeper than a venereal disease. Now, I said the doctor got venereal disease, that penicillin, slap on the thing, ain't bringing no pus out. She said it's something even deeper than that. You agree with her?
There are some things that are deeper than that. There are some things. I mean, herpes is deeper than that. Of course, AIDS is deeper than that. And there is, I don't recall the name of it, but somebody made mention of a flesh-eating disease that can be sexually transmitted, which is crazy. And what it does is it's like leprosy. It's not leprosy, but it's like leprosy. So there are some things out there that can do some damage. And there are some diseases out there, sexually transmitted, that penicillin cannot cure.
Right.
Okay. But can we equate this to this quick?
To a degree, yes, just to a small degree, not a large one. To a small degree, very small. But I mean,
well,
I'm the concept is what you can equate it to. And that's about it. Not a direct relation. Just the concept.
I'm going to try to give it some validity right now.
Go for it.
I can't say all of them, but look at the major wipeout we just had in church.
Uh-huh. All right.
All the AIDS and HIV and everything up that is coming up amongst church folk now.
Yep, years later, too.
I ain't talking about nobody on drugs. We ain't talking about no prostitute, no gigolo. I'm talking about those out here shouting, hope he's speaking in tongues. All of a sudden now, they got a version of AIDS that can't nobody do with. They got clapping and different stuff that can't nobody do nothing with.
We know personally some very prominent people out of the New Haven / Bridgeport area that transitioned because of AIDS. Some prominent people. When I say prominent, I mean these people were landmark folk that sort of kind of helped to put New Haven on the map on a national level with such artists as Walter and Edwin Hawkins and Daryl Coley, Timothy Wright, and the list goes on and on. Prominent people.
Well, I want y'all to know, even though we can't pinpoint it right now, I want you to know those that are dealing with this spirit is going to suffer a very ugly death.
That's not true.
Right now. Bible says so. They're going to suffer an ugly death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be ugly to the church because the Bible says the church is going to know it. And see.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so you think about all your special friends and stuff that done died and can't nobody explain why they gone. Uh-oh, I'm going to leave that alone. All right, verse
26. Go ahead, Kimmy. Did she go to sleep?
She done went to the necessary.
I'm not sleeping. I was talking, and I was.
You got to unmute your mic and leave it unmuted.
There are times I'm talking to my little ones. I'm sorry. I am a mom.
All right, baby. Mommy's on the radio. Come back in an hour.
Verse number 20.
We are at 20.
It's 11:15 East Coast time.
It's what?
11:15 East Coast time.
Oh, we got time. It's
11:15. Okay, we got time. Y'all.
Okay, so I'm going to read from 24. I think that's where I was. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Hyterian, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depth of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. But that which ye have already hold fast till I come. 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works until the end, to him will I give power over nations. Over the nation. 27. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessel of a potter. Shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. 28. And I will give him the morning star. And 29. He that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Amen. That's word. Hallelujah on that one.
Hear of God, and can you hear what this letter say? Something wrong with you.
Well, I know what's wrong with you. It's called sin.
Yeah. And it got you stopped up and backed up.
Uh-huh. Consummated.
Yeah. Lord. All right. Anybody want to say something? Go ahead.
I really believe that it's important that we continue on this type of study so people can understand how serious our God is. I mean, he is forgiving, but at the same time, he is righteous. He is coming back for his church without spot. And, I mean, just seeing COVID-19 still here, of course, it's not going to be nothing like that when Jesus comes back, but I'm just reminding myself that he is giving us so many different warnings, especially those who don't know him. But people know him because he says there will be no excuse. But when I mean know him, that you have a relationship, because there is no way that you can say there is no God. I mean, it won't be an excuse for those who don't have any belief in him. And so to keep it, this is going to be helpful for those who don't understand how severe they will be in trouble, how much punishment they will endure. And I don't want this on my enemy. To get the wrath of God, ooh, it makes me shiver. This reading Revelations is good news for me, but actually it's kind of damaging news for the unbelief if they don't, you know, get in a relationship, because Revelation tells me that it's going to be a brighter day for the believer. So I love you from Revelation.
All right. Sister, now, can you stay awake a minute and a half? Tell us what you got tonight.
You was meditating, right?
Yes, I was meditating.
You were medicated. That's what you should have said. I ain't messing with you, Sister Chanel. Not today. Oh, Lord, I thank you.
She said she was meditating, and she ain't going to tell you how many sheep she was counting while the meditation was going on.
Where'd she get up to 200? That's as far as she got, 200? Go ahead, my sister.
Who, me?
Mr. Chanel.
Oh,
yes. I didn't realize you were giving it to me. See, now I was asleep at the wheel. That's a shame. Take the wheel, Jesus. Anyway, many folk have been fearful of the book of Revelation. And I'd say technically with good reason, because it exposes the future of sin, the ultimate demise of evil, opening of the eternal blessing for all those who name the name of Jesus Christ or who trust and rely in it here and trust him. To you listening by way of radio, you actually have two choices. And I'll say it like this. It's like any game you play, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, soccer. You got to get in it to win it. You cannot play this game from the bench. Come on. Jesus is waiting. He stands at the door and he knocks. He's calling your name. You going to let him in? I'm going to stop right there.
All right. I want to say to all tonight, after hearing these last 2 weeks about Jezebel and the spirit of her family and what God said he's going to do to destroy that spirit in the end, it should give you a sense and a heart and a spirit to say, let me walk in the humility of God. Let the Lord do in me what he desired to do. And let me not be like Jezebel. Let me repent from my way and go further with and let God do great things inside of me. Well, we thank all of our callers tonight who are part of our panel. I thank you for your discussion, for your input, and the great time we had tonight. We pray for all of them that did not show up tonight, and even those who are listening in the back wing that did not participate. We pray tonight that you, our listening audience, on Facebook, on TikTok, on whatever source of media you are on, that you will be blessed from tonight's podcast and that you will not lose out your chance on being with the Father. I will say, in honesty, we're trying to bring this lesson to you in the best way that we can, but to really spread it out to you the way that we need to, we would have had to do a month, at least a month, on each church for you to really, really grab it and understand what we're trying to convey to you. Come back next week. We're going to try to give you a little bit more, take you a little bit further in what God will say to us. If you're catching it, don't you hold it. And if you're going through hell, you better not stop. God has better things in store for you. Just keep going ahead. We love you. We thank God for you. We'll be praying for you till next week. And when next week comes, we're going to pray for you some more. God bless you. Love you. Shalom, shalom. Kimmy Kim, let it rock, let it roll, let it burn. In Jesus' name. I want to be somewhere.
trying to give an excuse for things I did not do. Don't want to be one to come so close, then lose. No, Lord, I've got to be ready when the Lord comes back again. Confess.